With Republicans controlling both houses of Congress, many political experts speculate that President Trump would likely only be impeached if the Republicans decided his presence in the White House would wreck their own chances of re-election in the 2018 midterm elections. Some predict that if the Democrats sweep the Republicans out of the House in the midterms, a Democratic House majority would demand an impeachment inquiry against the president. Seem partisan to you? Our next guest, Keith Whittington, a professor of politics at Princeton University, has written a column in Lawfare Blog entitled, "An Impeachment Should Not Be a Partisan Affair." So, Keith, leaving aside for a moment the question of whether impeachment is warranted under the Constitution, how do you get to the point in real life where it is not a partisan affair?
Well, I think part of the question is whether or not the facts that are discovered so clearly violate expectations about how an office should be conducted that people on both sides of the aisle can agree that something has gone terribly wrong. It's been commonplace that most of our impeachments have been of federal judges who've behaved badly, and in most of those cases, we've had bipartisan impeachments. Presidents just raise a very tricky problem from that perspective.
Keith, one argument that people have been putting out for moving towards impeachment now is that there are norms that have to be defended. There are standards of behavior that we have for a president, and many of his critics say he has gone beyond those. He has flouted those norms. What's the response to that to people who want to move quickly with impeachment?
Well, I think it's almost impossible to move quickly with impeachment. I mean, part of the effort has to be to build up the factual groundwork on what actually happened. You need to build widespread political support that what's happened is grave enough and there are no other obvious solutions besides moving to impeachment. So there just can't be a rush on that process. But impeaching somebody because they are dramatically outside the norms of behavior is one of the things that have driven impeachment efforts before. And part of the question is, how does the administration respond to that? Can the administration put its own house in order and come back to more normal political practices so that impeachment doesn't seem necessary?
Would you say that some of President Trump's recent recent revelations about him are a little more than outside the norm, for example, revealing classified foreign intelligence information to Russian government officials, trying to influence former FBI Director Jim Comey away from the Russian investigation. Are those just a little bit beyond the norm?
Those are certainly troubling, Congress ought to make every effort to try to figure out exactly what happened in those cases and try to lay out the context of what happened to see how reasonable an explanation there is for what happened, whether these are things that might create recurring problems or whether these were one-off mistakes that were made and have already been corrected in lots of ways. So there's lots of important issues that would have to be thought through before necessarily jumping to impeachments. Those are clearly troubling. Appropriately, I think Congress thinks that they ought to be looking at that carefully.
Do you think that let me ask you this. If Congress is, let's say Democrats take over the House at the midterm election, is your argument that they should not move for impeachment without pretty good assurance that you would get it's two-thirds of the Senate, right?
Two-thirds of the Senate.
That's a pretty high standard, but is your argument that they should hold off until they're pretty confident they would actually get the conviction?
Well, I think it depends some on what they're trying to accomplish. So if, for example, they really think it's absolutely necessary that this president be removed before the next election, then trying to lay the groundwork for an actual conviction in the Senate becomes essential. If instead the goal is simply to, on the on the low side, sort of just score political points, but on a better way of approaching it is to think that we want to reestablish and emphasize certain norms of behavior. It may not actually be necessary to get conviction or to try to guarantee that people will, in fact, change their behavior and behave in ways that are more appropriate.
We will see what happens with this. We're going to be discussing this many, many times, I'm sure, in the future. And all three presidents who have faced impeachment proceedings, the impeachments were brought by the opposing political party. Just a note there. Thank you for being with us on Bloomberg Law. That's Keith Whittington, professor of politics at Princeton University.